This week on See Here's the Thing.
Who has the best bat nipples?
What in the hell are we talking about?
God, that guy needs some help.
It hurts so bad for days. And guess who ate Captain Crunch at every meal?
Low-key riding
low
a bus.
Low-key riding the bus.
I really thought you were going to leave it at, like, the guy with no skin.
I'm going to shave the day. It's a love that dare not speak its name. Oh, my Lanta.
A superfluous third nipple. Frickin' laser.
The key to faking out the parents is the clammy hands. It's a good non-specific symptom. I'm a big believer in it. And I'm also a big believer in this podcast, See Here's the Thing, which starts right about now. And welcome back to another episode of See Here's the Thing. I am one of your hosts, Kate. And I am yet again joined by my delicious co-host, Patrick.
And that actually was a hint of joy this week. I'm very, very happy to hear the hint of joy.
My eyes twinkled when I said it.
But delicious. Explain that one to
delicious.
Me.
You're just so good I could eat you up.
That's not disgusting.
I love food, therefore I love you. Food
I'm
is delicious.
Food?
Yes.
Now we're back to trolls too.
Oh no, no, you're not plant food. No. Eric Garner is not here this week.
Sticking Eric.
So Patrick, I'm going to ask you a question.
All right.
You are not allowed to say you're tired.
Okay, all right.
How are you this week?
Wait, what can't I say?
Tired. You can't say I'm tired because you said it the past like 7 weeks.
So sleepy.
That's the same literal thing as tired.
Sorry. I am not energetic.
Aw.
I'm good. No, I'm good. It's been a long week.
Everybody that's tuning into this show is going to be like, God, that guy needs some help. Every week you just come and drag an ass. I mean, we got to inject some life into him.
Maybe Monday. No, Mondays aren't better. I don't know.
We podcast on Thursdays normally.
This week, though, with rehearsals and lack of sleep, it's kicking my butt.
Yes, we've been in rehearsals for this huge concert at our local theater, and the rehearsals have been 4 and 5 hours long, and the concert in itself is like 3.5 hours long.
And then, of course, after rehearsal, you got to go drink.
Well, of course. I mean, you're riding the buzz. You're low-key riding the buzz.
Low-key riding the buzz.
That's a new favorite phrase. Yeah. Low-key riding the buzz.
Yep.
You know who else is riding the buzz?
No, who?
Our guest today, Stephen Pappas from Is This Adulting. Hi, Stephen.
Yay. Hi, I'm not riding a buzz. I wish I was.
Maybe by the end of the show, you'll be riding a buzz from the fun we're about to have.
Of course. I mean, honestly, I was sitting here and I forgot that I wasn't just listening to an episode.
You have to talk now. So
yeah, it's weird.
You'll get a pop culture buzz.
A pop culture. Maybe we should make our next t-shirt with that on it.
A pop.
Pop culture, not pulp.
Not pulp culture.
Not orange. No, this is not about oranges.
Something completely different.
No, but this is about Stephen right now, and Stephen is one of the hosts of a podcast called Is This Adulting? So, Stephen, tell us a little bit about yourself, and tell us about your podcast.
Sure. I never know what to say when people are like, tell us about yourself. I'm like, I'm really boring. I am clearly a podcaster. That's about it. That's the only interesting thing about my life.
That can't be true.
Well, I do have a very large dog. That's about it.
Okay. Our listeners like animals. That's great. What kind of dog is it?
There you go. He's a Great Pyrenees.
Oh, what's his name?
So his name is Ghost.
Oh, like Game of Thrones.
That's
just
where it comes from.
Like it.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There you go. He looks just like it. So that is it. Before I say
Yeah. Before you tell us any more about yourself, I am going to tell our listeners that if you are Googling our guest, Stephen Pappas, understand that the first thing that comes up is Stephen Pappas' obituary. Please do not be concerned. We are not interviewing a dead person.
Or are we?
Or are we?
His dog's name is Ghost.
There's also like some really sketchy stuff that comes up. There was a Stephen Pappas who's on like a certain offenders list that he's registered on, and that comes up early too. So like,
oh heavens, oh that's awful. Well, tell us about your podcast, Stephen.
My podcast hopefully is not awful. My podcast is called "Is This Adulting?" It's me and my college roommate. We get together every week and we sit down and we talk about life, which sounds like every podcast in the world and sounds boring, but we really focus specifically on mental health and talk openly about our mental illnesses and our medication and therapy and things like that. But we also play games and have on silly guests and have a good time and debate breakfast cereals and 90s Nickelodeon game shows and all that cool stuff.
So. Excellent. Oh, Patrick. Patrick's phone
Rookie
just went
mistake.
Off. I will edit that out. Don't you worry. It's definitely Cinnamon Toast Crunch for the win. And I'm going to go with David the Gnome. No David the Gnome?
No. Cinnamon Toast. First off, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I mean, it's a top three, but are we for the win?
In my opinion, yes.
Okay. Quick question.
Yes, Patrick.
What in the hell are we talking about?
We're talking about cereals and 90s Nickelodeon shows.
Okay.
Do you have an input on that one?
90s Nickelodeon shows?
Yeah, you were how old then?
What year, specifically?
Let's do early. Let's go for 93.
I was older than I am, or younger than I am now.
You're saying you can't watch Nickelodeon when you're older?
I'm a big SpongeBob fan.
That doesn't count.
Well, all right. No, I'm not versed in 90s games. Actually, I probably would know more than I think I do, but well, name a couple games.
Not games, TV shows.
Name a couple of the TV shows.
All right, Steven, here's some other ones in case this, you know, tickles your fancy. Eureka's Castle.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Nope. All right. Give me Gullah some of Gullah yours. Gullah Gullah. I never got into Gullah Gullah Island.
Nope. Don't know what that is.
I was also like 4 when that came on.
people.
So I was real into it. But like, no, I'm talking like Legends of the Hidden
yes.
Temple.
No.
Yes.
Doug.
No, I remember Doug.
Rugrats. Rocko's Modern Life, Hey Arnold, all that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. What was the one? Real Monsters.
Oh, I loved it, and everybody hated it. Like, everybody was scared of it and thought it was weird and creepy and called me weird and creepy for liking it.
It was like a mix between, like, Ren and Stimpy and...
You idiot.
You Stimpy, you idiot. That wasn't too bad.
Yeah, okay. So, half of that I'm out of, but cereals.
Cereal, what do you think?
Well, there's only one.
Really?
There's only one childhood cereal.
Oh, okay. I think
Captain Crunch.
Oh, I wasn't going to go there.
No, it's Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch
That's
was a cereal.
Shred your mouth up like
yes.
razor blades.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it hurts. It hurts so bad for days. Captain Crunch was something that my mom and dad would never purchase for us because it was way too sugary and way too expensive. So when I got to college and had the meal plan, in the dining hall, they would serve Captain Crunch at every meal. And guess who ate Captain Crunch at every meal? That's right. The guy with no skin on the top of his mouth.
So now, do you even have any taste buds left?
No, but I would eat Captain. If you bought Captain Crunch, the box would be gone in a day.
I
really thought you were going to leave it at like the guy with no skin, and I was super disturbed.
I honestly thought you were going there too because you pointed to your face,
yeah,
and said it, and I was a little disturbed. Yeah, like, what happened? Did you have a skin treatment since
then?
A
little acid, not a big deal.
Did you eat Captain Crunch and heal yourself?
Love Captain Crunch.
So, Steven, if it's not Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Captain Crunch, what's the best cereal?
Well, we actually agreed, my co-host and I, we had the dark horse candidate of Golden Grahams coming out of nowhere and taking the victory.
Love Golden Grahams. Love,
okay,
love,
so
love.
He sounds more excited than you, Kate.
Yes.
No.
Yes, Golden Grahams, yes. I agree, 100%.
Golden Grahams? How about like Cocoa Pebbles?
Nope, I take back Captain
chocolate
Crunch.
Chocolate cereal, no thank you.
Cocoa Krispies. Cocoa Krispies, come on.
Nope, I take back Captain Crunch, Golden Grahams.
Would you allow an entry that you had to doctor up a little bit to make it really great?
Are you going to say grits? what was it, the one you discovered?
Grits. You can put anything on grits.
That was
grits
it.
Go good with anything. Maple That's
right.
syrup,
That's right.
shrimp,
Kate
cheddar
was,
cheese.
Kate was eating
That's
grits one
their
day.
Slogan. Grits go good with anything.
Kate, pretty much.
Kate was eating grits one day and said, you know what would be good in this? Maple syrup. And I said, you know what it tastes like?
Maple
syrup.
Literally anything goes with
that.
Grits. But anyway, no, I'm going to offer the overlooked suggestion of Cheerios with about a cup of sugar heaped on top.
Oh, boy.
I was more Rice Krispies with about a cup of sugar heaped on
top.
Yeah.
Oh,
boy.
You could scrape the bowl and get like a huge mound of sugar in your bite.
Yeah,
oh, it's no wonder
that.
I had teeth problems.
Yeah, I do. I do love that.
Yep, that's why I was like 300 pounds in college.
Man.
Well, so cereal.
Well, this has been Cereal Talk.
Cereal
Welcome
and 90s
to cereal talk.
TV shows on Nickelodeon, everybody.
We are rebranding our podcast, Cereal Talk.
Cereal Talk.
I'd listen.
Honestly, there's probably a niche for that.
Oh my God, you have to call it cereal, though.
You realize, Steven, you've given us now our Facebook question for next week, which is what's the best cereal out there?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Absolutely. I'm writing it down.
Yeah.
Cereal.
The only problem with renaming the podcast Cereal is that the amount of serial killers that will want to listen will just be so disappointed.
Actually, that's going to boost our stats because true crime is huge in the podcast
world. That's true. That is true.
We're going to get the people that are interested in true crime and those casually interested in breakfast cereals. It's a great, great crossover.
Yeah.
Please do that. And please do it in the style of like an NPR cereal style podcast.
Yes. We should taste it on the show and it'll be like sweaty balls almost.
Oh, boy.
The cereal is just lovely to taste and the crunch is delightful and it's scraping the roof of my mouth and killing all my taste buds. Thank you. That'll be our podcast.
I would listen.
Absolutely. And I would eat a lot because I like food. In other podcast news, don't forget, everybody, we have a Threadless merchandise store. And fun fact, one of our Patreon followers, TJ, got his t-shirt this week, and you're going to be seeing a picture of us with TJ at one of the rehearsals we talked about. He got his Heather Gray t-shirt from the Threadless store, and it looks wonderful. You too can buy your own swag on our Threadless store, and if you're a Patreon subscriber, you get a special discount code. In Facebook this week, on our Facebook page, we asked the question, this is a hotly debated question. I know Steven has an answer for this as well. We asked our listeners, who was the best James Bond? By far, online, Sean Connery got the most votes. Matt, Jim, Mary Jo, Wayne, and Sean all voted for Sean Connery. Roger Moore had no votes, unfortunately. Daniel Craig had a vote from Chris Brayton from the More Gooder Than podcast. And then George Lazenby also got a vote from Terry Wyrick. So, Steven, you said that you have a favorite Bond, but you also have a best Bond.
Right. I think there's a difference because my favorite is not who I would call the best. Hot take here.
Okay.
Sean Connery, not the best Bond, but my favorite Bond is definitely Sean Connery.
I get that.
I think that the guy who nailed the performance the best, believe it or not, is George Lazenby.
Interesting.
Yep. I think he was so good, but he just did the one movie and then was like, I'm out.
I've never seen that movie, though. Again.
Oh, so good.
Going back to the fact that we own all of the movies, we've never actually watched them.
We own the one with George in it?
We own the set. It's like the box set. Like, I don't know how many movies. 50 movies are in there?
Well, it's a shame we haven't watched all 50.
Like 24.
But maybe 24. I'm making that up. We can go back in, though, and watch all those movies.
Yes, let's make a
note. In all of our free time.
Let's make a note of that.
In the world of Twitter, I have to say, the More Gooder Than podcast is, number one, a great podcast, also pop culture centered, but also they have been giving us weekly a new hashtag to use. Whenever they listen to our episodes, they are creating new hashtags to use with the episode. This week with our Batman and Robin review or rewatch, they use the hashtag Batnipples.
Yes.
Which I'm going to bet that it's already out there on Twitter.
Well, I'm sure there's photos too.
Yeah. Comparing who has the best bat nipples?
Probably
that could be a question.
Real bats, I'm hoping.
No, I mean in the Batman universe. Sorry. Yeah, okay. All right. That could be a great question.
Yeah.
Patrick, It's that time again.
It's time. What time is it?
It's time for you to tell our guest about the word of the day.
The word of the day.
The word of the day.
All right. So excited.
All right, Steven. So I'm sure you know the word of the day is for us to try to slip in, get in, try to see if you can get it in without anybody noticing, which is really difficult.
Poke it in.
So the word of the day to be used in any form will be a tough one. I actually picked a tough one this week.
Is it more than four syllables?
Shave.
Shave?
Shave.
You think that's going to be tough?
I think shave will be a challenge.
I do not.
Which I think is funny because I wrote down shave and then as before I started this, I thought, I can't read my handwriting. Did I really write
shorn.
Shave?
Sean.
Shorn. Shorn.
She wrote save in a Sean Connery accent.
Shave.
This guy needs a good shave. I'm going to shave today.
All right.
Do you like that?
Now, can I say something?
You
now that
may.
The word of the day has been said.
Yes.
You may. I know that you had a statement you wanted to read as well.
Yeah, before you get into pop culture news, I just need to address the elephant in the room.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Which is that I am not Eric Garner.
What?
Yes, I know. It's a shocker.
I could have sworn.
I know.
We booked two different guests?
I ripped my face off, and now you see, now you see who's underneath. It's just me.
Okay.
Are you actually Nicolas Cage? Or John Travolta? So you're not Eric Garner.
No, don't make me think about that movie.
Okay, is there anything more you wanted to say?
I do. I prepared a written statement.
Oh gosh. Okay. I have to find some special music for this.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Some weeks ago, Eric Garner guested on the See Here's the Thing podcast. Over the last few weeks, I've seen universal praise for Eric Garner, and it is well deserved. He sang the theme song, and despite my best efforts to write lyrics to the theme song, I was unable to do so.
Damn it.
And I've come to the conclusion of why. I am not, and will never be, as good as Eric Garner.
Wow. You're so humble.
As a guest, all I can offer you is my loyalty and my love for this podcast. And with that said, I need to say these words.
Oh, heavens.
Kate Patrick, I offer my services. I will shield your back and keep your counsel and give my life for yours if need be.
Oh, heavens.
I swear it by the old gods and the new.
He's the hand of the podcast.
He, oh my shit. He's the hand of the podcast. We've never bestowed that on anyone. I'm
actually,
so excited.
Technically, I can't be the hand of the podcast until you tell me that you vow that there shall always be a place by your hearth and meat and meat at your table, and also pledge no service of me that might bring me dishonor. And then you have to swear that by the old
guy. We're going to need a script.
Steven, will you bend the knee? Will you pledge fealty to house theme?
Yes. Yes, I will.
I dub thee Sir Steven of the Realm, protector of the microphones, frequenter of the cereal counter, and hand of the podcast.
Yes.
You may rise.
Woo! Thank you. I'm so excited.
We just knighted someone on our show. Eric's going to be pissed.
So you're right? Yep. Right? Because from now on, we're going to have to call him Sir Steven.
If Steven is the hand of the podcast.
I'm sorry. Sir Steven.
I apologize.
Yes, right.
Sir Steven, OBE
yeah.
of the podcast. Well, then Eric could be the minstrel.
Oh, no.
Because he did sing. We'll have to go back and re-knight him.
Wow.
We'll be sending you your...
No, this is my honor. Eric, you're not taking this from me.
Is there a little bit of rivalry between you and Eric?
You know, there's really not. Eric's a very sweet guy, and we've totally interacted like six times. It's always been really pleasant.
and now it's all gone to hell.
I needed to announce that I will never be Eric Garner, but I can only be what I can be.
Yeah, well, we appreciate the statement, and the sentiment, and everything.
I guess the real question is, do you have a relationship with Manuel like Eric does?
I am not at liberty to state at this time what my relationship with Manuel is.
It's a love that dare not speak its name.
Yes.
All right. I can respect that.
My wife may be listening.
He has actually turned his back in the window. So
Manuel's not even listening to right now.
He has turned his back. Yeah.
Hey, Manuel. Look, we have a new guest.
Looking over his shoulder longingly a little bit.
I think I get the opinion he's crying.
Yeah.
It looks like that.
For the people at home that don't understand is that Kate is actually really looking out the window.
Actually, I am too, which is silly because I'm not even where he would be.
You're not even near us. You're not even in a 50-mile radius.
Nope.
Anyway, you want to talk about some news clips?
I wish we could.
You know, I never really know what to do if you say no.
Yeah, well, sure. I know what you'd say.
What?
We're
doing it live anyway.
We're doing it live.
Anyway, we should do it live at some point.
No, we will never do it.
As hand of the podcast, I advise that you talk about news clips.
Excellent.
Oh, thank you, good sir. Sir Steven has advised, and we shall proceed into the land of movies. The leaked Avengers Infinity War trailer has been taken down, but if you got a chance to see it, holy shit. It was epic. We talked last week about the trailers at Comic-Con, how some of them were kind of all over the place and didn't really deliver in terms of a trailer. Oh my, I want to say oh my tits, but...
Oh my Lanta.
Oh my Lanta. Was it good? Now, Patrick, did you get a chance to see it?
Sadly, I did not.
Steven?
No, I followed the... link and it was already gone.
Yeah, the studio is pretty quick with that. But if you didn't get a chance to see it, I like to play a little game right now.
Oh gosh. All right.
I'm going to give you an incomplete fact from the Avengers Infinity War trailer. It is up to you to fill in the fact and what happened in the trailer.
This is all having to do with the Avengers.
This is Avengers Infinity War.
Okay.
Right. So I'm going to start with Patrick, and we'll kind of go back and forth.
All right.
Here is the incomplete fact.
Okay.
In the trailer, Spider-Man has a new blank that looks quite advanced.
Because of his skin-tight costume, I'm going to say a superfluous third nipple. And that third nipple is very advanced.
What can the third nipple do?
Freaking lasers.
Out of his nipple.
No, he can spin a third web out of his superfluous nipple.
It just comes out of his chest.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay, all right. Good to know.
All right. And if you had seen the trailer, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, but you didn't. So no. You saw a different trailer. The real fact is that Spider-Man has a brand new suit.
Oh, I'm close.
Quite advanced. Suit, nipple, maybe if we change some letters here and there, but no.
Okay.
But this is not a surprise because he almost got a new one at the end of Spider-Man Homecoming. Steven, here's your fact. Okay. Captain America has a blank and looks like he's been through a lot.
Just a downtrodden look on his face. Just like you can look and you can see like, shit, man. Like, it's been a rough day, hasn't it? You've had a rough go.
Captain America has a pouty lower lip.
And yep, looks you just like... want to give him a hug.
Well, you're close. Captain America has a beard and looks like he's been through a lot.
Oh, a beard.
A fake,
as do
a
most
fake,
of us with beard.
Right?
A fake girlfriend.
In Canada.
To hide.
Captain's really gay, but...
Yeah. He's got a beard. Anyway, yeah. Patrick, going back to you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Thanos wears...
Wait, I'm sorry, who?
Thanos wears the blank and pulls down part of a moon to battle the Avengers.
Thanos wears a blank and pulls down part of the moon.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanos wears, Thanos wears running shoes and pulls down what was that, the second part?
He pulls down the moon. I mean, there's no blank in the second part.
Oh, okay, okay. So he wears running shoes.
Running shoes.
But very special running shoes.
Are we talking like Adidas, Brooks?
No.
New Balance?
No.
Oh, not New Balance.
Heavens, no, not New Balance.
God forbid.
No, there actually is not a name for these shoes.
No?
But when he walks, they light up and they make a funny sound.
What would that sound be? Thanos just walking around Earth. I'm here to conquer Earth. I thought you were going to say Thanos wears some lingerie.
I was thinking the Infinity Corset.
Oh, that's good.
It makes you a size zero and beyond. That's what it does. No, he wears the Infinity Gauntlet.
Which is the same thing as?
Not running shoes, no.
Or lingerie.
It goes on your hand. It's a glove.
Okay. So he's like,
wait, does lingerie not go on your hand? I don't own any. I don't understand.
Unless you have a lingerie puppet that you use, which I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Okay.
I mean, my wife's a theater teacher. There's puppets all over the place, so.
Excellent.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Okay, I've got one more. Okay.
This is for you, Steven. This is for you, sir.
This is a double whammy, Sir Steven. All right. Doctor Strange battles alongside blank and blank on this planet.
I think it's clearly Tom and Jerry. The rights have been
it's about time.
Acquired by Disney.
It's about time.
It's time.
I'm going to say that's wrong. I'm going to give Patrick a chance to follow up. Patrick, who does Doctor Strange battle alongside? Blank and blank.
It's his brothers. I actually know this because I've seen the trailer.
Oh, okay. Go for
it. It's his brothers. Doctor Strange has two brothers, which he doesn't talk about, which is Doctor Stranger and the Doctor Strangest. And so he battles with them, and the third one's like, he's really out there.
Is this like an Abracadabra and Alakazam type deal?
No, it's actually like a multiplicity with Michael Keaton.
I was actually hoping it was he battles alongside Shaq and Dennis Rodman.
Oh, heavens.
You know, because Dennis Rodman's all about creating peace.
I watched that movie. I think that movie's already been made, though, hasn't it?
Shazam?
Yeah.
With Shaq? You know, they're remaking that. And since you hit on such a great segue, we're going to talk a little bit about the DCEU universe, movie universe.
What does DCEU stand for, Kate?
The DC Extended Universe. Detective Comics. It's Detective Comics. All right. There you go, smarty pants.
Well, okay, all right.
I just had a brain fart for a minute.
Okay.
Well, the DCEU has released another slew of movies that are going to be coming out in the next 2 to 4 years. And we have, along with them, Shazam.
Oh, yeah.
Suicide Squad 2. The Batman. The Batman. Just The Batman. Justice League Dark.
Justice League
not
Dark.
Not what you think.
Shit.
So Justice League Dark.
Well, you know, there's Black Panther.
And that's where Shazam comes in.
Justice League Dark, led by Shazam. We also get Wonder Woman 2, Green Lantern Corps, Batgirl and Flashpoint.
Green Lantern Corps.
Yes, because Green Lantern, the original movie, was a complete failure.
What?
Yeah. You never saw it?
I told you I did.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know how Patrick feels about all these tentpole movies. How do you feel, Steven?
Well, I'm 100% honest. I am a huge comic book nerd, specifically DC.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I threw things at my screen when I heard the things they were announcing. Because I was like, where's my Nightwing movie? All I want is a Nightwing movie.
Yep.
And,
I get that.
But then they said Flashpoint. And so I've decided that hopefully they'll just, all I want is this. Release Wonder Woman 2.
Yep.
Nothing else. And then do Flashpoint. Because that resets the universe and they can just reboot it all and try to do better.
So I'm not very familiar with comic books. How does Flashpoint reset the universe?
So Barry Allen, the Flash, runs really, really fast and goes into the past to save his mother from dying, which is what kind of sort of created him. And it ruptures a hole in the universe. And then it's a whole new universe when he gets back and everything's changed. And I'm pretty sure that Superboy punches reality so hard that it goes back to normal. It's not good.
I did not know you could punch reality.
Well, yes. Have you never done that?
I haven't, but I'm sure that our hand of the podcast could explain.
Well, my entire life feels like punching reality most days. So.
But you have to be so good at it, you can actually reset time.
I mean, I'm not, but Superboy is.
Superboy.
Okay.
I know, right? Yeah. It's like,
yeah. Superboy, we could do
like
that.
A small Henry Cavill.
Speaking of Henry Cavill, thank you for that segue.
Wow.
This is great today. So the Justice League is experiencing some reshoots. As I feel like the past 2 years, I've heard the word reshoot more than my entire life, especially with like Rogue One reshoots and now Justice League. So they're doing a ton of reshoots that are costing. You want to guess how much the reshoots are costing?
$1.29.
You are correct.
Oh my God.
Not even close. Steven, do you have a guess?
I mean, my gut reaction would be that it's in pesos, so like a billion.
A billion pesos, which translates in dollars to $25 million reshoots. This is more than the typical 6 to 10 million and 2 to 3 weeks spent on reshoots than a normal film would have. So you mentioned Henry Cavill. This is weird, okay? Apparently, what are you doing?
What did you say a billion pesos translates to?
About $25 million.
Okay, I looked it up. It's actually...
$56 million?
Yes, $56 million.
So we're half off.
Yeah, you're half off.
That's pretty good.
All right, go ahead, sorry.
Manuel is outside like fist pumping right now. He's so happy we did that. Henry Cavill, they're saying that some of the stars, this is kind of becoming difficult to work around the other stars' schedules because they're going on to more movies. Henry Cavill, playing Superman among them, is going to film Mission Impossible 6.
Oh.
What have they left to do?
Well, I think there's a whole scene.
More face mask ripping.
Yeah, but there's that. But I also think there's a whole scene where Tom.
Dick and Harry.
No, what's his name? Tom.
Thumb.
Oh, what's the
Hardy?
Tom Hardy?
No, isn't he? Mission Impossible.
Holland? Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. That's his name. I think Holland. Tom Cruise has to like dangle from a rope and almost touch the ground. I think they haven't done that yet, have they?
They did that in the first film.
Oh, right. Yeah. They did that.
He climbed a building in one of the recent ones. So Henry Cavill's doing Mission Impossible 6. Ezra Miller, who's playing the Flash, is committed to Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them 2. And then Ben Affleck and Gal Gadot aren't working on any other projects right now.
No. Gal who?
Gadot.
Thank you.
I've been told it's Gal. I think it's Gal. Wonder Woman.
I was going to say, just call her Wonder Woman because that's who she is now.
That pretty lady. Yeah. Wonder Woman.
Pretty, lady.
Pretty and fierce lady. That's right. So $25
million.
Wow. Some movies don't even have that budget.
Yeah, no.
Dang,
man. We did a whole episode last week on movies that were terrible that none of them had that much money in the budget.
Right.
Isn't like a big part of like the Henry Cavill like thing though that he can't shave the mustache for Mission Impossible 6?
Yes. Yes, that they're going to have to go in and like digitally take it out because he's got my lord, you got it.
I was going to let him have it. I just wanted to make you aware to write it down.
I think it's neat when you pointed out like
I was so happy, and then my world came crashing down.
I was going to let him have it.
I can go on like I didn't understand it.
Okay, let's just pretend. Let's just pretend. Here we go. Role playing and go.
He's not a lot. Like he has a mustache for this new movie, and I guess they're gonna have to like digitally take it out.
Oh my gosh.
Like, okay. How long does it take to grow a mustache?
A good one?
Well, yeah. No, a fake one.
Months. Well, it takes forever.
Yeah, are we talking like John Waters or Tom Selleck?
Ooh. Oh, Tom Selleck. That's a lifetime.
We're talking like Kenneth Branagh mustache and Murder on the Orient Express, because that one is pretty intense.
Wow.
It's also very gray.
Didn't know you had a thing for mustaches.
I must ask you a question.
Oh.
Can we take a little break?
Yeah, we can.
Well, we are already, can you believe it, 30 minutes in?
Yeah. Yeah,
we already knighted someone in the first half.
Yes, and you, with your editing, we'll be able to shave some time.
Oh, I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. With that, listeners, I still have to get the word of the day in. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk to Stephen Pappas from Is This Adulting?
I'm sorry.
What's wrong?
Sir,
what was my name?
Stephen,
I apologize, Pappas. Sir.
Thank you.
Stephen, hand of the podcast. We're going to talk about Dunkirk. Thor Ragnarok, Michelle Pfeiffer, and who are you going to call? Ghostbusters, when we get back after our break.
Hey everybody, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And we're the hosts of the brand new podcast, Is This Adulting?
Every week, we're going to sit down to have a discussion about life, culture, our own mental health struggles, and just about anything you can think of.
Have you ever wondered which breakfast cereal's the best?
Or how to help your friends who are dealing with mental illness?
Or why waterbeds were a thing?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, then have we got a show for you.
And remember, kids, be happy, stay healthy, and go hug someone.
Because you never know, they might just be starting a podcast.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, guess who's here?
Who's here?
David Mitchell.
Wait, isn't that guy from Allen Act?
No, Allen Act. Hey, he's here to tell us about his schedule.
His schedule? Like what he does every day?
We want to know his BMs.
Oh, I have two. And I mean number two.
Dave's here to talk about his upcoming schedule for Allen Act.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell us all about your spring schedule for All in Act Theater.
Our spring schedule has some really great stuff coming up. We are opening in April 28th through May with Ken Ludwig's fantastic, hilarious farce, Lend Me a Tenor, followed by our student production in June of William Shakespeare's classic Romeo and Juliet.
I hear that's a comedy.
I'm sure it has funny moments.
What else are you guys doing?
Oh, well, we're following that up in September, October with Sleuth, followed by The Crucible by Arthur Miller, and we're ending the year with Ray Cooney's hilarious farce, Tom, Dick, and Harry.
If anybody wanted to go find out more information about All in Act or the upcoming productions, where might they go?
Oh, you might go to www.allinact.net. Not Allen's Act, All in Act, ALLANACT.NET. All in Act Theater is located at 652 West 17th Street in Erie, Pennsylvania. A dollar of every admission is donated to Community Shelter Services and helps Erie's homeless. We are located at 652 West 17th Street, Erie, PA. You can also get us at allinact.net. To date, we have raised over $39,000 for Erie's homeless.
That's fantastic.
You can also find All in Act on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And they are also proud sponsors of See Here's a Thing.
Erie's best entertainment value. Theater lives here. And by the power of Jesus, or Thor, or whoever you want to call upon, we can keep going if you want.
That's magical.
Magical, we like. It's magically delicious. I'm surprised nobody said Lucky Charms.
Nope. No. Golden Grahams.
Well, it's just because of the not marshmallow parts that it doesn't earn that spot. Lucky Charms are fine, but...
I agree.
Yeah.
It's got to be the marshmallows. It's all in the marshmallows.
I still can't believe you didn't think Cinnamon Toast Crunch deserved a higher place.
No.
I mean, it's top three. I gave you top three.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but Golden Grahams, man. I could... Now I want a box of Golden Grahams.
Now I'm really
exactly
hungry for
right?
cereal.
Oh, man.
Don't overlook, though, like the Special K with the strawberries. That's pretty darn good.
It's a lot of work.
Why?
You got my strawberries.
No, there's strawberries in it. No. And then it also comes with chocolate, too. You never had the chocolate one?
No, they're delicious.
It's delightful.
Not as good as Golden Grahams.
Anyway, listeners, we are back.
Oh, we're back?
Yes.
Oh, this is, okay. How long is this going on?
I was
going
to try something new where we just kind of like kept talking and then we segued into, but thanks a lot for ruining it. Jeez.
Well, if you remember, I'm not supposed to be here anyway.
Why? Because Eric's supposed to be
yes,
here?
Yes, because we have a new co-host.
But Eric's not here, but you know who is here?
Who?
The hand of the podcast.
Yes, he is.
Stephen Pappas is here again with us. He did not go away. He did not leave.
They tried to get rid of me.
We scared him off.
I said no.
Oh, heavens to Betsy. So I know what Patrick wants to talk about.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
All right.
Yes, I do. He wants to talk about Dunkirk.
Eggs. Oh, yes, Dunkirk.
Dunkirk. We have not seen Dunkirk yet, but it's like Patrick's most highly anticipated film of the summer.
Yes.
It took the box office this weekend with a $15 million opening, which is pretty good for a World War II film.
And I have done my best to stay away from the internet on this one because I don't want to be spoiled because I do want to see it.
You don't want to be spoiled?
I don't want to know how it ends. So the only thing I did read is that there's not a lot of dialogue. There's a lot of action and not a lot of talking. That's the one thing I've heard about the movie.
But it's got a huge cast.
Well, then I stand corrected. There's a lot of dialogue.
Well, I mean, it's going to have some stellar performances. You have Mark Rylance, Kenneth Branagh, Cillian Murphy, Tom Hardy, and Harry Styles from One Direction.
Which one of those people gave the goofy look in the trailer?
All of them. Who gave a goofy look?
Oh, don't you remember that whole thing when the trailer came out? There was somebody singled out. They had like a teaser trailer like months and months ago. And the plane flew over the boat. And one of the soldiers like looked at the camera and gave like a goofy look.
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
It got missed.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't even...
This is clearly not the movie that I'm thinking it is, because you're talking about World War II and Tom Hardy, and I thought this was the movie about the woman who had the affair with the star of Growing Pains. No?
Kirk Cameron?
Yeah.
Dunkirk Cameron.
It's like, I thought that was the whole thing of like, she done Kirk. Like, no?
Dunkirk.
God, I'm so bad at it. Come
no, that was great, because you could segue right into what happened to Captain Kirk.
What?
Captain Kirk was thrown off a horse in a buggy. Something.
What are you talking about?
It's on our friggin' page.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It was posted by somebody that from the Here's the Thing.
What? Could you explain?
Captain Kirk. I didn't read the article.
Oh, well.
Captain Kirk was thrown.
This was not approved by the hand.
No, you were out of order, sir.
He was thrown off some kind of horse and buggy and was not hurt.
You're talking Chris Pine.
No.
You're talking William Shatner.
Yes.
Okay. Use words.
I can't think of his. I don't do names.
He was okay. Let's go back. He was riding a horse and buggy.
Again, didn't read the article.
Too long. Didn't
too
read.
Wrong.
TL.
You
know.
You
DR.
Go ahead. I'm gonna look it up. Go ahead.
All right. Well, you. I know that you had a news clip to share with us this week. Did you want to share it?
Yeah. I won't look up Captain Kirk getting
since there is
by
no good segue right now.
All right.
You ruined my flow.
Tried. I do have a very...
You know what? Excuse me. I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to go get something to eat, maybe some shaved ice, and just, you know, chill for a while.
Because,
you know, in my mind, I have a whole different game that I can't use it the same way that you two did. So I had to use a food.
Sometime I'd like to visit your mind.
It's a mind palace.
Seems like a magical place.
It's a magical place. You even get your own magic band when you come inside.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, that's amazing.
I do have a very sad piece of news. Oh. Now, the two of you are talking about 90s. I'm going back to 60s and 70s, and actually 70s, 80s, my childhood.
Okay.
There was a death of a superstar
this
week. Her name was June Foray.
I don't know who that is.
June Foray is somebody who will be forever special in my heart and I will love. She is the voice of Rocky in Rocky and Bullwinkle. She was the voice of the old witch on the Bugs Bunny cartoons that kicked up her heels and the pins flew away. And she was the voice of the grandmother in Tom and Jerry.
Oh, okay.
She did all these voices. She was like one of the most famous female voice actors in the 60s and 70s. Her name was Judith Foray, and she was 99 years old when she passed. And that,
dang,
to me...
had a good run.
Wow.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Seriously, though, it broke grounds in the female voiceover work, and just a phenomenal, and actually it was very sad to read that this week.
Aw, I did not see that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Patrick, I am really proud of you. You are growing.
Well, thank you.
We're growing leaps and bounds. So how do we segue from that to our next news clip? I don't even know.
Well, don't do Captain Kirk. That's for damn sure.
I'm not going to do Captain Kirk. I am going to talk about Thor Ragnarok trailer.
Yes.
down at Ragnarok. We do that every time. So out of Comic-Con came the Thor Ragnarok trailer. And people were going crazy over this trailer. This one article from GQ was saying that people were like apart from Black Panther's trailer, they were going nuts about it. They were saying that the people that saw the Black Panther trailer were on their feet, and the cast was there and they were on their feet, but they are saying that Thor's trailer after it looks amazing. And I have to say, it did look really awesome. Did you see it, Patrick?
I didn't. I don't have time to watch trailers right now.
Do you have time to read about Captain Kirk?
Well, because it's on our webpage.
Well, David Mitchell shared it.
Yes.
William Shatner's 86?
Yeah.
Ooh. Don't try to get me confused. I'm onto this now. I'm onto my next clip.
All right.
Steven, did you happen to see the Thor Ragnarok trailer?
Hell yeah, I did.
What'd you think?
Oh, so good.
Right?
Like, this is the first Thor movie in three movies that I'm like, oh yeah, I'm excited about this.
Mm. That's right. I forgot that they had the second. I had never seen the second movie. Come to think of it.
Into Darkness? No, that's Star Trek.
Into Darkness. Star Trek Into called. The Dark World with Thor.
Oh, the Dark World.
This is why God invented Google.
Google. Why are you Googling?
Because we don't know the name of the second movie.
The Dark World.
Oh, sorry.
Jurassic
Yellow.
Park.
Yellow. Jurassic Park. Jurassic World. The dark Jurassic World.
Crystal.
The Dark Jurassic World Crystal. The Dark Crystal of Jurassic World. War of the Worlds.
Again, I'd see this movie.
All of them.
All of them combined. It's a crossover. I have to say, I'm super, super excited to see Cate Blanchett as Hela in this movie.
Yeah.
She looks freaking fierce from the trailer. And then, of course, we get back Loki. We get Tessa Thompson in this movie. We get... Do you know that Hulk speaks in this new movie?
But Hulk like raging fire. Thor like smoldering fire.
No.
It's amazing.
Is that canon, Steven? Is he allowed to talk?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, they haven't done it in the like movie universe, but in the comics, no, he talks.
Okay. Yeah, it's a little weird because he's just never talked like eloquently, and now he's making full sentences.
Sir Steven, since you seem to be the knowledge of the comic books, in your mind, what does Hulk sound like?
I mean, basically what they gave him in the trailer, it is very much a like just a deep booming, just like kind of dumb voice.
Go on, give us your best impression.
What would you like the Hulk to say?
Man.
I mean, here we go. I got it.
Okay.
Some weeks ago, Hulk noticed Eric Garner, co-host, on See Here's the Thing podcast. That's all I got. I'm not going to read the whole thing.
Man, oh man. I'm anxious to see how Eric will respond to all this. This is great. We've created a war.
He's never going to talk to me again.
I'm very proud of this. You both are so delightful. This is the best thing ever.
Well, you know this is going to end. We're going to have them both on at the same time. Oh, that's how this is going to end.
But like, what could we have them compete like with? Because
there's plenty we could do.
I know. We're going to have our first ever like See Here's the Thing trivia contest.
Ooh.
And it's going to be between our two I don't even know. What did we call Eric? Our minstrel of the podcast versus the hand of the podcast. And I mean, it's just going to be a battle royale of all of our jokes and characters.
Oh,
that,
man.
Man.
Oh, God, I'm going to have to listen to the entire backlog again.
You're going to have to go through the past 60 episodes all the way back to...
I got two podcasts I do. I don't have time for...
I know you don't. I know you don't.
We feel you.
We feel you. Well, let's get back to a few more of our news clips. Only a few more left. Michelle Pfeiffer is now going to be joining the Marvel Universe because she's going to be in Ant-Man 2. She's going to be playing Janet Van Dyne, who was Michael Douglas's wife. He's his missing wife.
Oh.
So the film is called Ant-Man and the Wasp, and it returns with Paul Rudd and Evangeline Lilly and, of course, Michael Douglas. So she will be joining that movie.
I have concerns.
Okay.
Because Janet Van Dyne is the original Wasp.
Yes.
Because Michael Douglas' character was the original Ant-Man.
Correct.
Hank Pym.
Mm-hmm.
He beat the crap out of her a lot in the comics.
Uh-oh. Really?
Like, it's super violent, like, ooh, domestically, boy. And it's really uncomfortable, and I'm kind of hoping that they don't take it there.
Yeah. I think that'd be difficult.
That's interesting. Yeah. I really liked the first Ant-Man. It was one of those films that you don't expect anything out of it because I didn't know anything about Ant-Man. It sounded like the weirdest concept ever, but was delightfully charming. I loved Paul Rudd in it. I love Paul Rudd then in Civil War, and I'm assuming that he's going to be in Infinity War.
Right.
So, yeah, that's all I have to say about that. Wow. And then here's a fun news clip to talk about. If you were to pick a movie that has had a reboot in the past maybe 3 years that could possibly still have more films coming out of it, what would you say that movie would be?
Star Wars.
True. That is happening. Okay. But not a reboot, but Ghostbusters. Yeah. Why?
Wait, the male or the female version?
Well, here's what's going on. So
they're gonna mash them.
Ivan Reitman was talking about how they have more projects on hand at Comic-Con, and he said, "I think we have wonderful plans, including an animated feature that we're deep in design on already. A really great story that's going to surprise everybody, I think, when it comes out." And then, like, he goes on to kind of say, "And of course, we have a new live-action film." And he said, "It was clear that a lot of people weren't happy the original Ghostbusters world wasn't included in the new one." And, That's all he says. So we are going to probably get in the next few years another remake of sorts of Ghostbusters.
Wow. I saw somewhere that it was going to be like from the ghost's point of view too.
Yes.
Like
yes.
A straight up like ghost POV animated film. And I'm just like, I don't know.
Wait, animated?
I'm picturing literally like from the ghost's point of view, like Hardcore Henry or whatever that movie was.
Wow.
Oh, did you see that movie? Hardcore
Me,
Henry?
No.
Oh, I didn't either. It looked really interesting, though. We have a lot of films on our docket.
Whew, yes. Yeah, I don't know how to feel about it. I don't know how to feel about Ghostbusters getting another crack. I don't. It's a little too soon.
I agree. I don't understand. Animated's different. Like, okay, that appeals to a different audience. It appeals to kids. But to just turn around and be like, yeah, we want to just kind of disregard what we did 2 years ago and just try to reboot this one more time. Let it lie. Like, give it some more years. Like, don't rush this. The other one I felt kind of was rushed, and it just didn't hit the mark for me. Just not hit the mark.
Tough crowd.
I was gonna say, I haven't seen it, to be honest. Like, I didn't see the reboot because I love the original so much, and it wasn't like a, they're all ladies, I'm not going to go see it.
Right.
Like, it wasn't that. I was just like, I don't know.
I'm with you. Really. Why touch something that you know? I agree. It's not a thing where it's all they did women, so I'm not going to watch it. But it is a thing of it has a very special place in my heart, and I don't want to ruin that.
I got one more news clip for y'all.
Okie dokie.
It has to do with Dem Thrones.
Okay.
Game of Thrones. Anyway, Game of Thrones. There's a theory in the mix now about what's going to happen with the White Walkers. So if you do not want to hear spoilers about Game of Thrones, please skip ahead maybe like 3 or 4 minutes because we're going to talk a little bit about the opening credits in Game of Thrones. Someone noticed 2 weeks ago that the wall seems to be near a body of water. And in the opening scroll 2 weeks ago, the body of water seemed to be frozen over, thus soliciting the idea that the White Walkers aren't going to go over the wall. They're going to go around it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're a Game of Thrones avid watcher, you'll know that in years past when that opening credits go through, you see the wall, you see bodies of water either side, and the wall is really what protects them from the White Walkers. Mm-hmm. This season, when they first come up to the wall, it looks exactly like the same as it has. Then they do the cut shot where they show the gate going up and down. When they cut back, That's when the freeze happens, and that's when the pond freezes, and it looks, according to that map, like they could just walk around, like Kate said. I think that would be beyond ridiculous at this point. I think they have to smash the wall.
Yeah, that wall's coming down.
Yeah.
Don't know how. Well,
they've spent 7 seasons or 6 seasons in an episode going like, the wall has stood forever. It can never fall. Right. And I'm just like, cool. Well, heavy-handed there, aren't we?
Think of this. Let's see that the White Walkers discover they can walk around the wall.
Mm-hmm.
How upset are you going to be that we were delayed this season because of all the shooting that had to happen in winter?
Oh, yeah.
When all they did was tiptoe around the wall.
I'm willing to bet that the end of this season is going to be the wall falling, if it falls. Or just melts. Slow.
The dragons will melt.
Global warming. Just slowly melting. Shocking.
Some character at some point said something that vaguely sounded like, why don't they just go around? And I was just like, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What's that old children's song like, we're going on a bear, can't go over it, can't go under it, can't go over.
Can't
what
go
is that?
Through it.
Can't go, gonna have to go around it on the lake that's frozen.
Yeah.
What is happening?
I'm trying to.
It's a children's
song. I think
song.
I'm having a stroke. Just give me a second.
I don't know this song.
Hang on. I do.
Isn't it, we're going on a bear hunt.
I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid. Isn't it a call and response?
Yeah. Call and response, yeah.
Can't, then they get to the cave. They go, can't go over it. Can't go over it. Can't go around it.
Yep, you got it.
That's canon from the George R. R. Martin universe?
Yes. We're going to have to get a red witch.
Can I just say, though, my hot take? Here's the Game of Thrones theory.
Okay.
George R. R. Martin hates his fans, as we all know.
Yes, he does.
Because I've read the books. Or at least some of the books. I'm not going to pretend I've read them all, but I've read two or three of them. And he loves to kill everyone.
Yes.
And so I've just decided that this whole series and this whole book series is going to end with the White Walkers winning. Like, nobody wins the throne. Everything is just eradicated. And that's it. Because George R. R. Martin seems like that kind of guy to just give the middle finger to everybody.
That would be the ballsiest TV move I've ever seen. Maybe
it would piss everybody off.
You mean ballsier than Lost, telling everybody that it wasn't purgatory and that it was kind of purgatory?
Oh, I don't even want to go.
Spoilers.
Yeah, right?
Too soon.
Oh.
I have a Lost tattoo, so I feel your pain.
Right? That was so unsatisfying. But now that we're going to be delayed even more, coming back in 2019 with the finale of the series, like, I do wonder what the tipping point will be for this season. Like, what will episode 7, what will the game changer be? What will the cliffhanger be?
Jon Snow dies again. There, I said again. It.
Jon Snow gets a second haircut.
Well, you saw the theory. I don't know how deep I can get into this. I don't want to.
Go.
You can go deep.
Go balls deep.
I have nothing else to say.
Okay. Going balls deep. Got it. Okay, so did you see the theory that based on where they were standing, Cersei and Jaime were standing on the map that was being painted on the floor
as
foreshadowing for what's going to happen with their relationship?
Oh, where was he standing? New Jersey?
Okay. I believe he was
on New Hand Island.
I believe he was in the rear.
Oh. No.
But where he was is actually even grosser if you really want to. I mean, he was on the fingers. So if you recall, a couple years ago, the witch that she went to, Cersei, as a kid,
yes,
told her that she would die at the hands of her younger brother. And so everyone's like, oh, it's going to be Tyrion. Well, no, they've dropped a couple times that of the twins, Cersei's the eldest.
Oh, heavens.
And so Jaime is her younger brother. He's standing on the hands, the fingers, the finger islands, which is basically the hands of Westeros. And she is standing on the southernmost part of the north, which is called the neck.
Oh.
And people are thinking that she is going to die by his hand. Like, he will strangle her.
Oh, my God.
With his one good hand.
Really, you know what would be like poetic justice?
If you people, you can't see this, but for the first time in her life, Kate's eyes are as wide as I've ever seen them. Go on.
You mean as tall? They already were wide. That's the point. Is that he throws her out a window?
Oh,
like
boy.
He did Bran.
Oh, boy.
The things we do for love.
Right.
Oh boy.
No, check that out.
He only has one good hand, so he really can't strangle her.
I don't think. Well, if he killed her with the gold hand. Goldfinger. He's the man who has sex
so many
with his
theories
sister.
Out there that I think are going to happen, and I'm so pumped. And then there's dumb theories like Ned is still alive.
Oh, yes.
Ned's a White Walker.
I saw a theory about that actually, like one of the faceless men was the one that got his head cut off, and it was not actually Ned Stark.
Actually, what happened was Ned Stark, that was his animatronic self. That was not his real self.
I didn't realize that. Animatronics in
King's
Landing.
Yes, yeah. It's like a Westworld mashup, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. King's Landing does sound like a theme park.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if they... Well, they couldn't. I mean, it'd have to be censored. Let's make that happen. Can we get a Kickstarter for the first ever, like, R-rated theme park for Game of Thrones?
I'm still kind of reeling about that Ned could be alive because it was somebody in a wow.
In a mask, but why would he be hidden all these years? What end game would that be?
Wow.
Well, some people are thinking that Jack and Hagar actually doesn't exist and that he was the man that lost it and Ned was actually training Arya as one of the Faceless Men to get her revenge on the Stark. I don't know. It's really dumb.
Yeah, because they would need he would need a new body too, because that guy was pretty scrawny. Yeah, I'm
yeah, exactly.
Anyway, well, Stephen, I hate to say this, dear sir, dear Sir Stephen of Balls Deep. we are
is that the name of my castle?
I think so. What was the one from Lord of the Rings? Was it Helm's Deep?
Helm's Deep.
I think it only makes sense that you are Sir Stephen of Balls Deep. We are coming to the end of our broadcast today. So before we wrap up, we want to make sure that our listeners can tune into your show. So let us know where we can find you and any other details that you think might be pertinent to our listeners' ears.
Sure. You can find Is This Adulting on, I guess it's not iTunes anymore. They're getting weird about it. I don't know.
Apple Podcasts. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on iTunes. You can find it on iTunes, Stitcher. I think we're on Google Play, all those good places. If you are looking for a safe space and a support group, we have a discussion group on Facebook called the Is This Adulting Best Friends, and it is a place where literally one day you can come in and post a cat video of a cat fighting a husky, like very valiantly, in a cute way, not in like a aggressive animal fighting way. And then the next day you can come in and say, hey, I'm having a rough day for XYZ reason. And there's like 150 people in there, and they will just be there to support you and send you funny gifts if you need to pick me up or to listen if you need to talk.
I think, didn't you just say on Facebook that you reached 500 people that are in that group?
No, I'm not that cool. We're only 150.
I thought for sure, maybe fake news. Fake news.
Yep.
I could have sworn.
Yeah,
that.
No,
I
we should. Yeah,
that.
500 people. That's what. Yep.
Yeah, sure, that happened. Yeah.
That's it. 5,000. That's 500 yep. million pesos.
That's right.
Exactly. You gotta come. Right. You gotta come be part of it while it's still small with 5 million people.
so, ground floor.
Yeah, 150 people in there. But it's a really cool place. And so, yeah, check out the podcast. Check out that. And if you really want to be, like, nerdy and you like 60s and 70s cartoons, I actually have another podcast called the Meddling Kids Podcast. And it is a episode-by-episode review and snarky commentary on the entire Scooby-Doo canon.
Ruh-roh. Man.
That would be Julie Ken from the Station Wagon Podcast.
Wow, that would be very entertaining.
Go ahead, Patrick. Give me your best Scooby-Doo right now.
Ruby-Ruby-Roo!
That was actually not too bad.
Oh, geez, Zoinks. Zoinks, Scoop.
Shaggy. Was that Shaggy?
No, that was Velma.
oh, not such a good Velma.
not a good Velma.
Not such a good Velma. Anyway, well.
Well, before we leave.
Yes.
I have a new segment.
Uh-oh.
It's called Things We Learned.
Uh-oh.
Things We Learned Today.
I like this. I can think of the theme song in my head.
Things We Learned.
May I provide an underscore?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Things We Learned today on the podcast. Number one, Kate loves to eat. Number two, Stephen and Patrick both love Golden Grahams. Patrick has no skin on the roof of his mouth. Stephen has been knighted as the hand of the podcast. Doctor Strange has two brothers, Stranger and the Strangest. Stephen impersonates the Hulk. And Kate has strokes. That has been what we've learned on the podcast.
That was nice. Patrick, I'm so proud of you. You had a
I'm
news
clip? I'm proud of
you
from that backup music, too.
Thank right? you. I was trying to channel like some really, really bad elevator music. I think I achieved my purpose.
I think you nailed it.
Yeah. Patrick, what a great job. Gold
well,
star.
Well, last week I was threatened to lose my job. I had to step it up this week.
Well, this week the bar has been raised. Eric Garner, you are on watch, my friend.
Yeah, you are.
This healthy podcast rivalry between Eric Garner and Stephen Pappas. You heard it here first, folks. On See, Here's the Thing, we want to remind you that if you like what you're hearing, we always love to hear a review from you on iTunes. So if you like what we've put in your ear holes, please go on there and leave us a handy-dandy review. You can also leave us a SpeakPipe voicemail on our website, seeheresthething.com. We had one last week from Imran from Jock and Nerd.
Loved it.
So if you want to be featured on the show that way, just leave us a SpeakPipe in... Let's see, what else? That's all I got for this week.
Yeah. Wow, so, Stephen, you've been awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. It's been awesome hanging out.
You can come back anytime to talk Game of Thrones. We love talking Game of Thrones. We could even maybe have you on at the end of this short season to talk about next season, mm-hmm. if you so would like.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're going to get you both on our show pretty soon.
Yes, we are. We're going to be on in August. So, Sir Stephen, thank you for making the journey from Balls Deep to our studio today.
I think that's our new t-shirt.
Oh, heavens.
Balls Deep.
handle the podcast. Oh, we got to create like a new logo.
We get a little
pin.
Oh
my God.
We're gonna we can sell a pin. That's a great idea.
By the way, I had my best man at my wedding wear a Hand of the King pin.
Did you really?
Steven, do you know that we have a beer opener that's the Hand of the King?
I'm going to need you to send that to me so I can pin it to my chest.
It's humongous. It gets the job done. Anyway, excellent. Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in once again. This is See Here's a Thing, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.